Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. I'm your host, Pastor T. Meyer McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. And oh, by the way, we would like to invite you to come and worship with us at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. That's 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786. Come and join us. We're in an upper room, and we're located near 11th Street, pretty close to the freeway, okay? All right, our services starts at 1:30 every Sunday, 1:30 p.m. every Sunday, okay? So come on out and worship with us. You will be blessed. I would like to say a hearty hello to all of our UCA members and visitors. Hello, hello, hello. Okay, now, call or text or inbox all of your friends and family members and tell them to call in for this special edition of UCA Radio. And the number to dial in is 646-668-8537. So, go ahead and tell them to dial in, or you can look for my post on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just click on the link where you see the post of today's program, and you can listen from your computer. Okay, you can click on the link any day and time, even after the broadcast. It could be next week or the rest of this week. It doesn't matter. Okay, just click on the link and listen to the entire program. All right? All right. So after the day, you can still tell them where to go to listen to UCA Radio. The title of my message today is Praying According to God's Perfect Will. That's praying according to God's perfect will. We sometimes miss the mark when we pray. We often wonder, why haven't God answered my prayers? Then you start thinking that God doesn't hear your prayers. So now you start losing faith. You start to feel as if you're not important to God. Well, that's simply not true. You are very important to the Lord. Very important. The problem you're having is that you're not doing what is required. When you pray, you ask amiss. Okay, so then you may ask, well, okay then, well, what is the requirement? We are required to pray according to God's perfect will. We must be in agreement with the Lord, especially in our prayers. We must find the heart of God, have a true relationship with him. Then you will know what his perfect will is. Then you pray in agreement with him. Then we are able to pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ because you know him. Then your prayers are answered. So stay with me for just 1 hour, and by the Spirit of the Lord, we will learn how to pray according to God's perfect will. Amen? Amen. So don't go away. We will be right back after this.
I want to walk with you, Jesus, feel your presence and know you're near. I want to see you, Jesus, move in power and cast out fear. I need to hear you now, I need to know it's you. Promises, I know your word is true. You're bigger than what I see. It's you in exchange for me. Cause even the impossible can be reality. Jesus, I believe. Jesus, I believe. I want to say what you're saying, speaking life to what is dead. And I want to cling to you, Jesus, who hanging on your every breath. I need to hear you now, I need to know it's you. I'm standing on your promises, I know your words are true. You're bigger than what I see, and it's you in exchange for me. Cause even the impossible is your reality. Jesus, I believe.
Jesus, we believe in you. You are listening to UCA Radio, where you will find music and a message. Every true believer, every pastor, teacher, evangelist, prophet, apostle, every worker, whether you are an administrator at a church in charge of food or clothing at the church, whether you are a minister of music, no matter what you do for the glory of God the Father, as long as you are operating under the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ and under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you are an ambassador for Christ, which makes you, of course, a UCA member. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, as always, we come before you, and we ask that you open up our hearts and minds that we may understand your word today, that we can receive your word in our hearts and our spirits and our souls and our minds so that we can grow, we can wax strong in the spirit and reach that level that you want us to be. Help us, Lord. It can only be done by you. Let your spirit be with us. Give us this day the spirit of revelation. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Thank you, Lord. The message today is praying according to God's perfect will. You see, when we pray in this hour, we must pray in full faith and complete trust in God more than ever before. No wavering. We must be confident in our God and know that he hears our prayers, and he answers prayers. Our prayers must focus on God's perfect will. We must walk in agreement with the word of God, even in our prayers. We are to continue to pray, as Scripture tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 7. Very simple. Pray without ceasing, which means that we must always stay in an attitude of prayer and pray. We are to continue to pray for our loved ones, our friends, our family, our church members, even for strangers. We must pray for our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ who are being persecuted all over the world. We must pray individually, collectively, as a body. As it is written in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So yes, we pray individually and collectively. Let us all continually pray, even for our own personal needs and safety, for our neighborhoods and communities, our cities, our states, our country, and other nations as well. But make sure your prayer focus in this hour is the kingdom of God. Yep, that's right. Our prayer focus in this hour must be the kingdom of God. We have to say it, call it out. Oh, Lord, let your kingdom come. That should be our main focus in our prayers, because that's the answer to all the ills of the world. God's kingdom is the answer to all the ills of the world and the answer to your own personal concerns, your issues, your needs. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, he said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." That means to seek God's righteousness. Seek first the kingdom of God and seek God's righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. That's to say that all your needs will be met. Seek the kingdom. Let us be about our Father's business first, seeking his face, desiring to enter into his kingdom, seeking to do his perfect will in this hour. And all other things, all other concerns and issues will be taken care of. The kingdom of God is so important to God. That's why the Lord sent his disciples out to preach the kingdom of God. Luke chapter 9, verse 2, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. You see, they have to preach the kingdom and then demonstrate the kingdom by healing the sick, because there's none sick in God's kingdom. And now he is sending us out in this hour to do the same. We go out, preach the kingdom of God, and then demonstrate the kingdom. We are to preach the kingdom of God and demonstrate the kingdom of God with a greater anointing. God is going to give us a greater anointing, but in the meantime, use what you have. If you have a portion, if you just have a small portion, the earnest of your inheritance, a small portion of the Holy Spirit, you use it for the glory of God. And then the Lord will feel pleased. He will be pleased to give us the fullness, the greater anointing. Jesus preached the kingdom of God during his time on earth, and we are to preach the kingdom of God in these latter times, these latter days. And when it's complete, then the end shall come, as Jesus said in Matthew 24, verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. He said, this gospel, what gospel? The gospel that he had been demonstrating to them. He preached the kingdom of God, and then Jesus demonstrated the kingdom. He showed them the kingdom. And then shall the end come. So let us make sure that when we pray according to God's will, and pray in the Spirit and in his holy name. Pray in his holy name, which is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. As Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. He said, anything in his name. God the Father will answer your prayers when you pray according to his will, which is to pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And always remember, and keep this in mind, that all the names of God is in Jesus Christ. Therefore, when we pray in Jesus' name, we understand that we are praying in all the names of God and all that his names stand for. So we don't have to separate it and say, oh, Lord, I pray in the name of Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Shalom. We don't have to go through all that. We just pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because all of God's names are in him. He is the name that God lifted up above all names. Also, let us be careful when we pray. Let's not pray selfish prayers, prayers according to your will, your own selfish desires and evil motives, and or praying prayers according to your personal agenda or the agendas of others. Pray these worldly religious prayers either. But let us pray according to the perfect will of God in this hour, so that our prayers will be answered. Always pray to reach the heart of God, which means that we pray in full faith, in love, in the Spirit of the Lord, and such love toward the Father, and according to his perfect will. When we reach God's heart, then he moves on our behalf. Let us focus more on the pattern or the modeled prayer that Jesus showed us in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. This is what Jesus taught us, and this is the model that we follow. He said, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father. First of all, we approach God as Father. He is our source. He is our energy, our very life. He is our beginning. Keep in mind that Jesus made this possible when he died for us. He died for our sins. He made it possible for us to be sons and daughters of God. Therefore, we are able to approach him as Father. Even Jesus said before he was taken up, he said, I go to my Father and your Father. Then we go on. We acknowledge his dwelling place, the dwelling place of God. When we say our Father, which art in heaven, we are acknowledging his dwelling place. He is high in the heavenly, celestial, glorified, spiritual realm of greatness and power, of energy, a mighty force. He is in his high and holy dimension that goes far beyond the universes. It is far beyond. You see, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, the natural and the spiritual. That means that God had to be outside of the heavens and outside of the earth in order for him to create it. And then he places himself in the heavens and in the earth. Let's continue. Then we go into giving him praise and worship. That's why the next thing we say is, hallowed, hallowed be thy name. Hallowed, meaning holy, sacred, revered, divine, be your name. Always understand that God's name is who he is. His name is Creator, the Great I Am, the Almighty God, Savior, Everlasting Father, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Provider, Healer, and on. His name is who he is. Your kingdom come. It says, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. We then place God's will first and foremost. His kingdom coming to earth is his desire. It is his perfect will. It is very important to the Lord to have a new heaven and a new earth. That's his kingdom. So if we pray for his kingdom to come, then we are praying according to his perfect will. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. This part of the prayer makes it clear that God's will, his will is to reign on earth and rule in heaven at the same time. A new heaven and a new earth, when God will reign forever and ever. Give us this day our daily bread. We ask the Father to give us what we need daily to survive, to live. You see, and they mentioned bread, that our daily bread, because to travelers back in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, when they traveled from place to place, it was long journeys. So they needed something to sustain them. So they always made sure they had bread. Bread sustained them until they reached the next city. And then they were able to buy other food. But the bread was the sustainer. So Jesus is our daily bread. God is our provider. We are also asking that God gives us as much of Jesus Christ, who is our bread of life, that we can handle each day. We have to have as much of Jesus every day. Bread is our sustainer, and Jesus is the bread of life who sustains us daily. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, or as we forgive our forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. This part of the prayer allows the Father to see that we want to be holy. We want to be a forgiving people like he is a forgiving God. We want to be holy, full of love and compassion, just like him. Therefore, we ask that he forgives us of our trespasses or debts as we forgive others their debts and trespasses against us. We must forgive, or God will not forgive us. This is very important. As we forgive, he forgives. Let us continue. This prayer says, and lead us not into temptation. As we make this request, we have made up our minds to submit to the Lord, submit to God, totally surrender to him, to allow him, so that we can follow him and allow him to lead us. So he can lead us. He can't lead us until we humble ourselves and follow him. So if we're asking him to lead us not into temptation, then that means that, Lord, we're willing to follow you. And he doesn't lead us into temptation anyway. We usually go astray. We veer off the path a little, and then we fall into temptation. We go into Satan's territory. But Jesus don't lead us there. He's leading us on to the kingdom to be with him. So let us make up our minds and humble ourselves and follow him. It says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We are asking God to deliver us, to be our deliverer, save us from the evil one and his demons as we walk this walk on this narrow pathway. Then we go right back to praise and worship. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Forever, we acknowledge him as king in his kingdom, and having all the power, all the glory be his, and having it forever. That is his perfect will. That's his desire. We start with praise and worship, and we end with praise and worship. Then we seal it. We seal the prayer with the word that makes the statement that says, let it be so, which is amen. We must make sure that as we pray for others and for many other things, we should also make sure that we direct our prayers to God's perfect will, which is the kingdom of God. Now, it's God's will for us to pray for others and pray for many things, but his perfect will is his kingdom. The time is right for the world now. The time is right, actually, for the world. People are ready for the real. They want to see the real God. They have seen so much of the fake, the lies, the deceit, the manipulation. Not just in the world, they've seen all of that in the church. They've seen so much of it that they don't know what's real. A lot of the church have become like the world, so it's hard to tell the difference. Let's be real, okay? They are waiting to see real Christianity. The world wants to see real Christians, real Christ-like people. They are waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, God's holy people. That's what they're waiting for, holy people who are really, and I mean really, sent by God. Luke chapter 10, verse 2. Therefore said he, Jesus, unto them, the harvest is great. The people, which means the people are hungry for truth, for righteousness, for love, for peace. Isn't that happening now? It's crazy, but it's all because people want the real. They want righteousness. They want real love, real peace. They want truth. They want the pure word of God. But the laborers, the workers are few. The harvest is ripe. Is right, it's great, but the laborers are few. The laborers, God need more true believing and loving ministers who are willing to preach the gospel of the kingdom to every living creature and bring forth the kingdom. That's why the Lord tells us to pray that God will raise up more men and women of God, more workers, more ministers of the Most High to bring forth his kingdom. Jesus said, pray ye therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers, us, into his harvest, into the world, which means that he wants to send us out to heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons, show people what the kingdom is like, show them the full expression of God's love. He wants us to allow Jesus to work through us and complete the work so that the world will see that God is real. So let us all be alert and pray according to God's perfect will and be ready to move when he says move, because when he says move, you can bet something great is going to happen when we move from one place to the next, from one realm to the next, from this natural realm to the heavenly realm, and bring many souls with us. That's the bottom line. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's the bottom line. Let's be ready. Let's pray according to God's perfect will, and your prayers will be answered. It will be answered. And keep in mind that the problem that we have is that we don't pray according to God's will. A lot of people don't pray according to his will, and if you're not praying according to his will, you're definitely not praying according to his perfect will, because we're living in a time now where God's perfect will must be done. Must be done. Thank you, Jesus. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
In my eyes, never did I come to realize, no matter what you strive for in your present or your past, only what you do for Christ will last. Word on me. think of all the things you've done for me. The way you changed my life, it's plain to see. Lord, you took upon your life all the sins of the world by dying on the cross.
Hallelujah. Lord, you are worthy. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Let's pray. Oh, Father God, we come before you with our whole hearts, asking you to bring your kingdom to this earth so that you can rid the world of violence, because there's no violence in your kingdom. You can rid the world of hatred, because there's no hatred in your kingdom. Rid the world of lies and deceit, because there's no lies and deceit in your kingdom. Rid the world of famines and pestilences, because there's no famines and pestilences in your world, in your kingdom. Oh Lord, Father God, we ask that you rid this world of witchcraft and demonic influence, because there's no witchcraft and demonic influence in your kingdom. Lord, give us the peace of your kingdom, the joy of your kingdom, the pleasure of your kingdom, the life of the kingdom, the light of your kingdom, the beauty of your kingdom, the power of your kingdom, the glory, Lord, the glory of your kingdom. Let it be here on this earth and in us. The love that's in your kingdom, Lord, the love that's in you. You are the kingdom. Let it all come to this earth and in the world and change this place. This place needs to be changed, O Lord. Change it. Change this place. Make all things new like you said you would do. Change us, Lord. And let us be conformed into the image of the glorified Jesus Christ, according to your will. Cleanse us completely in our hearts and minds, giving us a renewed mind. Let us have the mind of Jesus Christ. Renew us, Lord. Refresh us. Clothe us with the fullness of who you are. And cover us with your glory. And we will give our whole hearts to you. We'll give our whole selves to you, Lord. Our bodies, our souls, our very spirits. We give ourselves to you totally and completely. Accept us, Lord. Receive us in your life so that you can live your life through us. We can't live without you, Lord. You are our life. You are our very existence. Help us, Lord. Help us, O Father God. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And Lord, we will give you all the praise because you are worthy, O God. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. You are listening to UCA Radio. You will find music and a message. I'm Pastor T. Martin McCain of Church of Jesus Christ Ministry. And once again, we would like to invite you to come out and worship with us at 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, 91786. We're in a upper room. So come and join us and praise and worship with us and listen to some good music, good messages, and the Spirit constantly moving. You will grow. You will wax strong in the Spirit. You will grow. So come and join us, okay? 869 North Euclid Avenue in Upland, California, and we just want to see you there, okay? Here's the scriptures for the week. Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 7. Pray without ceasing. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Matthew 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom, shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Luke chapter 9, verse 2, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this. This is Sharon Youngblood, Home. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have been listening to this broadcast today and you feel in your heart that you want to have a better prayer life, you want to draw closer to the Lord, you want to rededicate yourself to the Lord, or if you don't know the Lord and you want to give your heart to the Lord, just repeat after me. Father God, I repent and ask that you forgive me for all of my sins. I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that he died on the cross and that you raised him from the dead. I accept and receive the Lord Jesus Christ in my life as my Lord, my Savior, my King, my Master. And I believe that he is the Son of the living God. Now I ask that you accept me in your life and let me be a child of God. In Jesus' holy name, I pray. Amen. That's it. It is done. Now just a few more things that you need to do. You find yourself a good Bible-believing church, a church that really go deep into the Word of God. And I've already told you of one church, but some of you may live too far. But you can always come and visit us, okay, or join us. You want to find a good believing church, Bible-preaching, Bible-teaching church, Holy Spirit-filled, God-fearing church, and a pastor and a true Christian friends. Find a good pastor, a good God-fearing church with a God-fearing pastor, okay, and a true Christian friend or friends, people that you know that are really serious about the Lord, not those that are playing church and just talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. You know, find a family member, somebody that you know that's on fire for the Lord. You find them so that you can get baptized. Get baptized, and, you know, a good Christian friend can baptize you. A family member, as long as they're a Christian, true-believing, Holy Spirit-filled Christian, they can baptize you, as well as a pastor. Okay, so get baptized. Even if you have to jump in your bathtub and dip yourself a couple of times, go ahead and do it. Get a Bible. Make sure that you get a good Bible. Read and study your Bible. And this is very important. Spend quiet and personal time with the Lord in prayer and just sit before the Lord. You never know when he's going to say something to you. Okay? Make sure you praise, pray, and worship. And then spend time collectively with other believers in the Spirit for continued strength. Okay? You'll do just fine if you do that. All right? All right. Thank you for tuning in. And I really appreciate our faithful listeners. Hope you were blessed by today's program. And just want to say right now, I'm here every week. I'll also understand that we're here every week at 3 p.m. Pacific time. So check your time zone. This is a worldwide ministry. So check your time zone and dial in or click on the link wherever you see the post of this particular show. Remember that we're here on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. I'm here with my wife, Tasila. So it's T. Meyer and Tasila on Christian Talk. We also call ourselves TNT. Some people call us Pastor T and Pastor T. So we just join us every week, every Wednesday at 8 p.m., and you'll be blessed with that as well. So tell everybody you know about UCA Radio on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Christian Talk on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Pacific time, okay? So for now, I just want to say God bless you all, love you all, and goodbye. This is Howard Hewitt singing Amen as we end the service today. Praise the Lord.
goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In him is where my strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only he can save my life, and only he can hear my cry. I wanna
say amen.